The sudden death of interim Chancellor Paul Sarvila in November of 2014 set in motion a transition for SIUC that would last nearly 3 years. In the interim, Brad Caldwell was appointed to lead SIUC. 2017 brought 6 candidates to Carbondale seeking the position. The first 4 came in April. They were J.S. Elwell, George Hine, Brad Caldwell, and Carl Pinkert. The day after his Carbondale visit, the first candidate, J.S. Elwell, accepted a position at Eastern New Mexico University and withdrew from the SIUC search. The next month, Carl Pinkert withdrew his name from consideration, and the Board of Trustees decided to bring in 2 more candidates to interview. They were Rodney Hanley and Carlo Montemagno. Ultimately, trustees chose Carlo Montemagno to lead SIU Carbondale, and he accepted the offer. Years of declining enrollment and 2 years of Illinois' budget impasse left a lot of work for the new chancellor, but Montemagno says he's not looking at the past. Instead, he's focused on the future.
One of the most difficult challenges that institutions have is they never want to have a clear vision because nobody wants to make any clear decisions on what's important, what's not critical. We have to define this. We have to define it now.
To start defining that direction, Montemagno wanted input and gathered it with a survey.
And that survey is more to capture the dreams and aspirations of the entire SIU community, being faculty, staff, students, and the surrounding community. What are your dreams for the institution? Where would you like to see it be in 2025?
In September, at his State of the University address, Chancellor Montemagno said he would soon present a reorganization of SIUC's academic structure.
It's re-envisioning our entire university, moving our academic programs and administrative structure to make us more agile and to provide a better experience both our faculty, our students, and our staff.
In October, the chancellor held an open house to present his first draft of academic reorganization. His plan wants to restructure the university from 8 colleges with 42 departments and schools to 5 colleges with 18 schools.
By creating schools and realigning programs that have an inherent synergy, we provide a concentration of talent that masks the challenges we are facing due to limited faculty numbers.
This plan is not sitting well with everyone, especially the Africana Studies program. Before Chancellor Montemagno took the job, the Board of Trustees received a recommendation from a financial stability plan in July of 2017 to eliminate the program.
We feel this would be a terrible loss for the campus as well as for the community at large. We note that closure of Africana Studies would be very insensitive to the needs continually evidenced in our country, and especially now for racial and cultural inclusion.
Some are saying the chancellor is trying too quickly to make changes for unclear reasons, but Montemagno says many of these aspects in the plan have been studied and talked about for years.
People have been discussing these changes for 7 years, and this is a natural outgrowth of those discussions that have taken place. There have been 3 studies done over 7 years, and there comes a time when you have to stop studying and engage in action.
Montemagno presented his reorganization proposal to SIU trustees in December and faced stiff opposition during the 2-day meeting from some board members, along with members of the campus community. Faculty and students voiced their worry and anger over the process and statements about the university, especially when the chancellor compared SIU's image to a junk car. Dave Johnson is the Faculty Association president and was troubled by the comparison the chancellor made.
In Chancellor Montemagno's view, everything about SIUC is broken. Our academic structure is broken. Our core curriculum is broken. Our research is a mess. Student life is a mess. We are substandard across the board, as he put it yesterday. SIU is a piece of junk that only Carlo Montemagno can fix.
Trustee Phil Gilbert worries that after a decade of studies and no action to implement changes from those studies costs the university a lot of time to alter their course it's heading.
We're at a crossroads here. Organizational change does not come easy. But in tough times and uncertain times, it is necessary for the good and future of this university, and I think everybody agrees that there needs to be changes.
Trustee Marcia Ryan also feels something has to be done, even though it will be a difficult decision because of the lack of attention.
The task is a gargantuan one, considering the lack of attention and action over the last many years, while we watched SIU dwindle and disappear. There was a time several years ago when we had the luxury of time, but not the will. Now we have no time, and we are required to find the will.
There are some on campus pushing forward with the reorganization, knowing that change needs to happen. Faculty Senate President Kathy Shawalas says some faculty are trying to make it work.
I've talked to a lot of faculty in units who are looking at the proposed reorganization and trying to figure out what that means for them. They're coming up with alternate proposals. They're talking to administration. They're setting up meetings.
Chancellor Montemagno says even though he's had many meetings with both groups and individuals, he wants everyone to have a voice.
I have met with virtually almost every constituent person, individual there who has spoken and issued that. The faculty and the students also have provided me numerous input, both to me personally through emails and online. So all their voices are being heard.
The Board of Trustees will hear a more developed plan at the next meeting in February. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.